Moon Goblin Me, Book 3, The Evil Elves. Chapter 1, A Cheese Too Long. Irk the Toad sat on one side of the table. I sat on the other. Between us was the piece of cheese that used to be our friend, Moongobble the Magician. Moongobble had turned himself into cheese with a magic spell. That was not unusual. He did it at least once a week. He didn't do it on purpose. It was just that he didn't have very good control of his magic. Most of the time, he turned back to himself in a few hours, but he had been cheese since yesterday afternoon, and Irk and I were getting worried. "Do you think we should send for help?" I asked. Who are we going to ask?" snorted Irk. "Fozwad?" Fozwad is head of the Society of Magicians. He had told Moongobble that unless he performed 3 mighty tasks, he would not be allowed to join. This worried me. If Moongobble could not join the society, he would not be allowed to do magic anywhere in the kingdom. I liked working for Moongobble, and not just because he paid me a silver penny every day. He was a very good person, even if he was not a very good magician. I glanced at the big yellow chunk on the table. Moongobble certainly couldn't perform his next mighty task if he was cheese. "What will we do if Fozwad shows up before Moongobble turns back?" I asked. Irk shrugged his bumpy shoulders. "We could pretend Moongobble has gone to visit someone. I don't know if that will fool Fozwad, though. He's pretty good at detecting magic. He's likely to guess this isn't a normal cheese." At least we had taken Moongobble's hat off the cheese. That would have been a sure giveaway. Of course, the main reason we removed the hat was to keep the mice who lived inside it from being too tempted. I didn't know what would happen if they nibbled on Moongobble before he turned back, and I didn't want to find out. I went to the front of the cottage and stepped out. Something hissed above me. Looking up, I saw a little dragon sitting in a nearby tree. He stretched his wings and fluttered down to my shoulder. This was Fireball. I had met him on our first adventure, and he came back to stay with us. I wanted him to live in our cottage, but Mother does not think dragons and people should live together. Even so, I liked having a dragon for a friend. You don't want to think about calling a dragon a pet. "Is Moongobble still cheese?" asked Fireball. I nodded. Below us, at the bottom of the hill, was my village, Pigbone, east of the mountains. There isn't much to Pigbone, just 15 cottages. The farthest one belongs to our friend, the Rusty Knight. The closest one is where I live. I have always lived with Mother. Until a little while ago, my father was missing. But Moongobble and I found him while we were out on the second mighty task. That was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was also one more reason I wanted Moongobble to do well. If he hadn't moved to Pigbone, I still wouldn't have a father. While I was thinking about this, a little voice asked, "Is this where Moongobble lives?" I looked around but couldn't see anyone. "Down here," cried the voice. I looked down, then gasped in surprise. "Who are you?" I cried. Chapter 2. Arfur's Mission. At my feet was a strange-looking contraption. It was about a foot high and had wings that looked as if they came from a giant dragonfly. The wings were mounted above a seat that rested between a pair of wheels about the size of my hands. Perched in the seat was a man not more than 4 inches tall. He had pointed ears and a young-looking face. "My name is Arfur," he said, shouting up at me. "I need to talk to Moongobble." "He's inside," I said. Then I added quickly, "but you can't see him now." "He'll want to see me," insisted the little man. I thought about telling him that Moongobble couldn't see anyone until he had eyeballs again. Before I could figure out the best way to say that, Arfur muttered, "Oh no, don't tell me he's turned himself into cheese again." I nodded, surprised he had figured it out so quickly. "Let me inside right now," he demanded. "Better let him in," whispered Fireball. Then he fluttered back to his branch. As I opened the door, the little man pumped his feet, pressing them against some petals. The wings began to flap. A second later, the contraption floated into the air. "It's a winged wonder," muttered Fireball, stretching his own wings and looking at them. Arfur flew his contraption through the door, circled the room twice, then landed on the table. "Who are you?" asked Irk, "and what are you doing here?" "I'll explain later," said Arfur, climbing out of his winged wonder. He walked over to the cheese. "I take it this is Moongobble?" "You take right," croaked Irk. Arfur opened a pouch that hung at his side and pulled out a handful of shiny dust. He sprinkled the dust over Moongobble. A small explosion made me jump backward. Fireball flapped his wings to keep from falling off his branch. An instant later, Moongobble was sitting in the center of the table, blinking in surprise. "Arfur!" he cried happily. "How did you get here?" "Irk, Edward, meet my friend Arfur. He's one of the elves who helped me when I was a shoemaker." Moongobble had told me the day we met that it was helpful elves who first got him interested in magic. "I'm very pleased to meet you," I said, stepping closer to the table. "And I you," said Arfur. "Would you like something to eat?" asked Moongobble. "A blueberry would be nice," said Arfur. We all had a snack. As Arfur was licking the last of the blueberry juice from his fingers, Moongobble said, "What brings you to visit, old friend?" The little man's face grew serious. "I need your help, Moongobble. My family is in terrible trouble." "I will do anything I can," cried Moongobble. "You know that. What is the problem?" Arfur's answer was cut off by a buzzing sound. We heard a loud snap. Irk groaned. I couldn't blame him. Fozwad had arrived.